This is Mac OS Ken.
Sizing up iPhone's latest opening weekend, new operating systems hit today, and Apple TV Plus wins big at the Emmys. It is Monday, the 15th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKEN. iPhone orders here in the States seem to be going about as expected, with one surprise. As of yesterday, one could order an iPhone Air and still get it this Friday. Personally, I am surprised. I wonder if it's a thing people have to see before they believe it's for them. Or maybe news out of China is skewing availability. We'll come back to that. China is where we are starting in earnest, because that country is home to more iPhone surprises. We'll start with a piece from South China Morning Post, which had orders for iPhone 17 breaking records in China. According to the report, in the first minute after pre-orders began at 8 p.m. Friday local time, sales on JD.com, one of China's largest online shopping platforms, surpassed the first day pre-order volume of last year's iPhone 16 series, according to the e-commerce operator. The standard iPhone 17 with 256 gigabytes of storage emerged as the most popular variant, JD.com said. Kind of unexpected, especially where some analysts had thought that iPhone Air would do exceptionally well in the Middle Kingdom. This brings us to our second surprise from China. iPhone Air's flight to China has been delayed. Another piece from South China Morning Post says release of that phone has been postponed over eSIM issues. Like, iPhone Air only uses eSIM, not the standard plastic SIM cards that were the norm until a couple of iPhones ago. It had seemed that all systems were go and lights green for the launch before orders began on Friday in China. South China Morning Post had Apple indicating recently that all three China-owned telecoms, China Mobile, China Telecom, and China Unicom, would provide eSIM support with specific timing subject to regulatory approval. And there apparently is the rub. It's tough to tell whether that statement came before or after Friday's iPhone launch. What we do know is Apple had said that pre-orders would begin last Friday, the 12th of September at 8 p.m. local time, with delivery set to start on the 19th. What Apple is saying now is that release information will be updated later. The carrier seemed to have been as surprised as Apple seems to have been. The Post says China Telecom posted to social media platform Red Note last week that its eSIM support would start next Friday, the 19th of September. That post has since been pulled. China Mobile posted on Weibo last week that it had enabled eSIM services for mobile phones, and not that people can use it. eSIM accessibility would be announced separately, according to the carrier. For its part, China Unicom seems to have stayed mum. It's worth pointing out, though, consumers in China are not waiting for iPhone Air. There were as many iPhone 17 units sold in the first minute, according to JD.com, as there were in the first day last year for iPhone 16. Not to be a nudge, but that is despite the thing not folding, despite a lack of Apple intelligence in China, and despite growing competition from the likes of Huawei. And so begin the wait times. South China Morning Post says all time slots for picking up an iPhone 17 Pro Max in person at launch from Apple outlets in Shanghai were booked within 20 minutes. As of Saturday morning, anyone in Guangzhou, Guangdong province looking to buy any variant of iPhone 17 series faced a waiting period extended to the 15th of October, Apple's website showed. Shifting our focus back to the States, let's see what wait times are doing here. Oh look, they're lengthening. Mac Rumors ran a piece Saturday that had delivery times slip sliding away. According to the site, as of shortly after 11:30 a.m. Pacific this past Saturday, select iPhone 17, iPhone 17 Pro, and iPhone Air configurations on Apple's online store in the U.S. are facing an additional 1 to 3 week shipping delay beyond launch day, with delivery estimates pushing into late September to mid-October. Some, not all. I spent a little time poking around on Apple's site last night, taking in the air. If I'd gone black or blue, I could have ordered an iPhone Air and still had it delivered this Friday. If I wanted to go to the store and pick it up myself, though, I'd have to wait until Saturday. As for gold and white, there are waits for those, in line with what the Mac Rumors article said. Here's the thing, though. Wait times are going to fluctuate. When I ordered my very first Apple Watch, however many years ago that was now, it ended up coming about 3 weeks earlier than Apple said it would when the order was placed. Same thing happened with my iPhone 15 Pro Max a couple of years ago. We have no idea what Apple's doing behind the scenes to make phones flow. We don't know how or even whether iPhone shipments into the U.S. are being affected by tariffs. In short, there is a lot we don't know. That said, if you're interested in keeping up with how wait times are looking here in the States, friend of macOS Ken Wayne Dixon has fired up his iPhone availability page again this year. He's got no inside information. Rather, he goes to the sites for Apple and the carriers, tallying up how long it takes to get what, divided by model, capacity, and color. In years past, he's done that until wait times have passed. It's good for tracking trends here in the States. You can find it at waynedixon.com. If you're in line, virtual or otherwise, for a new iPhone, you may want to know what repairs will cost. A piece from Mac Rumors has Apple hipping the planet to out-of-warranty repair fees. Running those for iPhone Air, the piece lists Apple charging $329 for a cracked screen, front only, $159 for back glass damage, $419 for both a cracked screen and a cracked back glass, $119 for a battery replacement, $169 for a rear camera, and $699 for other damage. Most of the prices look to be the same for iPhone 17 and iPhone 17 Pro, though the camera costs more on the Pro. Everything seems to be more expensive on the iPhone 17 Pro Max, likely largely due to its larger size. Again, these are out-of-warranty repair fees. With Apple Care Plus, Mac Rumor says repair fees range from $29 to $99 per incident for all models. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Clean My Mac, and their new feature, Cloud Cleanup. If you're like me, you are a digital pack rat. And it is worse now that I've got backups in the cloud. I never run out of room on my Mac because up it goes. The problem is, by the time I run out of space in the cloud, there's just so much stuff to sift through, I tend to just end up paying more for more storage. If only there was an easier way, and yes, you know where this is going. Clean My Mac has a new feature called Cloud Cleanup. It scans your iCloud, OneDrive, and Google Drive for space wasters, synced and unsynced. All scanning happens locally on your Mac so your data stays safe. Once identified, you can take the space wasters off your computer or out of the cloud, whichever suits your computing needs. Now that's just one of the great things Clean My Mac does for you. We'll get to know others and talk more about cloud cleanup as the week goes on. In the meantime, though, you can try Clean My Mac with Cloud Cleanup free for 7 days. Then when you're ready to sign up, use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. For nearly 20 years, Clean My Mac has been helping users like us get the most out of our machines. Now they're doing it again with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days, then use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Get tidy today. Try 7 days free and use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. All caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Today is Blank OS 26 Day. Apple is expected to release iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, tvOS, and visionOS 26. In fact, they may have done so already, depending on when you hear this. Those should bring updates for AirPods and HomePods as well. Additionally, if you're a PowerBeats Pro 2 user, it sounds like your buds will be getting some love. A piece from Engadget says the 7-month-old units will integrate better with Apple's fitness app. Not unlike announcements tied to AirPods Pro 3, the piece says PowerBeats Pro 2 will give users access to real-time heart rate, calories burned, and burn bar data. Outside of workouts, the piece says iOS 26 will bring smaller improvements like being able to use a single earbud for heart rate monitoring, better accuracy when counting steps, even when your iPhone isn't on you, and a new algorithm that churns out faster heart rate readings. They'll even be able to tell users to get a better fit for more accurate heart rate monitoring. They'll also do the whole nod and shake thing when responding to Siri. Having not run any of the betas myself, I will be updating my iPhone today. I'll also be updating one of my Macs to macOS 26, though the one I use for most of my stuff will only get the anticipated security update for now. What's your plan? How long do you wait? What are you updating today? Let me know. info@macOSKEN.com. Folks in Detroit, Michigan wanting to check out Apple's new hardware this Friday can do so in a whole new store. Apple Insider says the downtown Detroit retail location Apple's been teasing for a good part of this year will be opening this Friday. Hello 313, says the store's landing page. Our brand new store in downtown Detroit is opening soon. In the heart of a city pulsing with spirit and innovation, we're proud to build a space where creativity thrives and business takes shape. We can't wait to see what drives you. The page also has a store-specific wallpaper to download. It's an Apple logo that also looks like chrome detailing from a car. Really leaning into the Motor City thing. Located at 1430 Woodward Avenue, Apple Downtown Detroit opens this Friday, the 19th of September, at 5 p.m., which is weird. And finally today, the 77th Primetime Emmy Awards were held Sunday night, and it was a huge night for one Apple TV Plus show. Throwing together both last weekend's Creative Arts Emmys and Sunday night's Primetime Emmys, The Studio took home a record-breaking 13 trophies. The comedy's Primetime Emmys included one for Seth Rogen, Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Rogen also got Outstanding Directing for a Comedy Series for the episode The Oneer, along with co-director Evan Goldberg. They both picked up yet another trophy, along with Peter Hike, Alex Gregory, and Frida Perez for outstanding writing for a comedy series for the pilot episode, The Promotion. And finally, the show itself picked up the award, Outstanding Comedy Series. Now, I'd mentioned that wins for the studio were record-breaking. A piece from The Wrap says the 13 awards actually broke two records. One was winningest first season of a comedy series, beating the 10 Emmys won by The Bear in its first season in 2023. The other record was for most Emmys won by a comedy in a single season. The 13 for the studio beat the 11 won by The Bear in 2024. The 13 trophies for the Apple TV Plus series also made the studio the most awarded show of this Emmy season. But not the only one. Severance nabbed 8 awards, again creative arts and primetime combined. The primetime Emmys included one for Tramell Tillman, outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. His is the first for a black actor in that category. Meanwhile, Britt Lauer won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. And finally, congrats to Adam Randall. He took home the one and only Emmy for Slow Horses. His was for Outstanding Directing for a Drama Series for the episode Hello, Goodbye. Later tonight on the internet, I'm going to be talking to a bunch of Mac and Apple enthusiasts. The good people at the Silicon Valley Mac User Group have invited me to beam in and talk about last week's hardware announcements. If you want to get an idea of how they run their meeting or just want to watch me sweat, virtual doors open tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific. I'll start yammering at about 7:30. They would love to see you there, and so would I. More info is available at svmug.org. Again, that is 7 p.m. Pacific at svmug.org. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKEN. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOSKen. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.